This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I am Ken, and I'm going to be joined by Melissa Miller here just shortly. And we're both filling in today for Kevin, who is having a day off today. Any questions or comments on the show today, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers, so give us a call. Let's take a quick look at the forecast, which is going to be a little on the soggy side. Most of the weekend, except for during the day tomorrow. Today, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, a high of 78. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and storms, a low of 65. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 85. It's going to be a little bit misleading, though, because the winds will be southwest 10 to 20 with gusts as high as 30. Tomorrow night, chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, so a very small chance, 20%, a low of 65. Winds will be up again. South winds 10 to 15, gusts as high as 30. And then on Sunday is the really wet day, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75. And once again, south winds 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 35. Still a little bit of chance of rain Sunday night. Then Monday and first part of Tuesday is cooler, partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then Tuesday night we have the rain come back in the forecast on a big time scale Tuesday night and a little bit on Wednesday. And then again a little bit on Thursday. So not quite getting away from the good old weather person yet. It's 66 degrees right now. This is I'm joined by Melissa Miller. How you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Trying to squeeze some work in there in between. So
wait a minute. People think
you yes, work? We do actually do oh, some work here. Okay. I know. It's hard to believe.
I know. Yeah. We're having fun doing it, though.
Yeah, we do. We enjoy it.
Yes, we do. Lots of things to talk about, especially on the local level. As we said, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463. Yesterday, I went out to the Bird Aviary for their ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't been out there,
I've not been out there since they redid everything.
It's
I'm
really
looking
nice.
Forward to it.
And it opens up to the public next Friday.
That'll be cool.
Their hours are going to be 1 to 3 and 5 to 7. So
it's such a neat place anyway.
Yeah. And they're going to be open 7 days a week, just like the petting zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through, I think it's first week of August. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But so it's going to be open for a while here. But if you get a chance, get out there. It is really well done. I'm a bird nut, and I'm going like I haven't.
Well, and I thought it was really cool when they first built it and first put it in, and it needed renovation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything does, especially when it's out in the weather,
right?
Like that, but yeah, it's such a cool thing, and not a whole lot of parks anywhere have that kind of thing.
Right,
so.
And of course, last night it got slammed on pretty good, thanks to the storm that blew through yesterday afternoon late. But they have a lot of Travis told me yesterday they're going to have about 350 birds. They haven't got all the small ones out yet.
Yeah.
But they got a majority of them out. And very colorful, very nice. You know. And what's really kind of scary is a lot of this stuff blends in with the scenery.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not careful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm going like, okay, you know, I was looking around. And then they got some iguanas out there also.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking, I haven't been laid on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
He's still green yet. And the rock is kind of that brownish green.
Right.
So he almost
right.
blends right on in.
Yeah.
So. But if you want to have some nice relaxation, get on out to the Bird Aviary starting next week. Next Friday is when it opens up officially. From 1 to 3 and 5 to 7. It'll be well worth your time. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, and let's keep in mind that the park is nonprofit.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to help out someplace, make a donation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't try and take it upon yourself to buy stuff for them, because especially with the aviary
right.
and the animals that are out there,
they
take specialty feeds and
right.
specialty foods, and it's better to let the park personnel deal with that.
And I know we had somebody while I was around there yesterday ask if they could go ahead and give it to them. They said no, because we have to make sure they're on special diets and those kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, just cash. Just give them a donation.
Yeah, that's right. So, but that's worth it. And then just don't, you know, just get out there and have some fun with it. Also went to, and also enjoyed the rest of the TPA park while you're out there, too.
Oh, yeah. We're very, very blessed. We have a very beautiful park, and Travis and the gang out there take a great deal of care with
it. Also went to the Coach Kids banquet last night. Very nice, out at Arborwood. Mm-hmm. Of course, that got forced inside, and they were kind of scrambling like crazy last night. But very nicely done. We're out there by 8 o'clock, so... And I had to do my little wrap-up stuff afterwards. So
cool.
Very nice time, very well done, and lots of very powerful things. And, you know, and it, really, if you got some time, if you, I mean, it's a half hour, basically a week.
They can make it work into your future schedule.
4 to 6 hours, maybe a month or whatever.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. It really is. And I just wish I had the time. I just don't.
And it can. It can. Yeah, I don't either. But I do... I do a little bit of that through the 4-H and the FFA and stuff, work with kids that maybe need a little extra help and that kind of thing. But if you've got the time, and honestly, just if you're interested but you don't know if you have the time, you need to go talk to them because they have programs that will fit your schedule. They can help you make that decision whether or not you can fit that into your schedule, whether you have the time for it. So, and there's different levels of which kids need help, so...
You know, it was very impressive because we had our guest speaker last night as a teacher out at in Frankfort Schools out of Green Meadows, and he relayed four different stories of kids that he has in his class, and it almost broke your heart.
Oh yeah,
because of how different, you know, they see things and how different their lives are than quote most of the students that are out there. I mean, it almost broke your heart last night.
Oh yeah, yeah, and you would be surprised that. It's not all monetary needs. It really isn't. There's so much.
That does help, but at the
it
same
time. It does, but yeah.
It's just the fact if you just take the time to care, that's the big item.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. Okay, now as far as today is concerned, this just never stops. I'm sorry. IU Health Groundbreaking is at 10 o'clock this morning. I'll be out there this morning, so that'll be going on. Tomorrow morning... we're going to be out at the Frankfort Municipal Airport. Cindy's going to be over there for a remote from 9 to 11. That'll be on Shine. I'm going to be out there during the day tomorrow. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly if it's 7 to 11 or 8 to 11. I'm not exactly sure. But there's an open house and fly-in tomorrow out at the airport. I'm scheduled to have Sean White and maybe somebody else from the airport board will be coming in here to talk about that here at 9 o'clock. We'll hopefully see him here shortly. So that's coming up then. But I'll be out at the airport tomorrow for the open house and the fly-in. Should be a lot of fun. They're going to try and get some. They were trying to get some World War II and some other planes to come in. So we'll see what happens. Even though it's going to be windy tomorrow, it's still going to be 85 degrees. So
yeah.
So
yeah. One extreme to the other.
Yeah. Then also tomorrow afternoon, the Forest Fire Station is going to have a ceremony at their new building out there in Forest. That's the fire station that got destroyed by the tornado a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's happening at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So I'll be out there for that. Also, during today, tomorrow, we have the fun, which is the Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods, is joining with the Frankfort Optimist Club for the fishing derby that starts out at the lagoons, goes from 9 a.m. to noon. Awards are going to be given for the biggest fish, followed by lunch immediately following. All ages are welcome. You got to bring your own fishing equipment and bait, but there's no licenses that are required on that day because it's a free fishing day. So once again, it's a family fishing derby tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon, out to Frankfort Lagoon, sponsored by Frankfort Optimist Club, along with Frankfort Unified Neighborhoods. That's tomorrow.
That's a fun time. That is a fun time. I worked with the Optimist Club for years doing that. And I mean, now time doesn't allow me to be able to do it, but I used to volunteer with them and do that program. And it's so much fun.
It could be, you know, I'm sure it is. But fishing and I do not get along.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much for the adults. It's the kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
But it's really cool.
Yeah. Also tomorrow, we're having This Little Picky Stays Home at This Old Farm. That's out in Colfax. That goes on tomorrow. It starts at 2. These tickets, you can get into there, but the tickets will be $60 a pop, $30 for kids who are 12 and under. You can get a lot. They're going to be like old-fashioned lawn games, cash bar, live music. A four-course local meal with complimentary drink tickets starts at 5 tomorrow. That's out at This Little Piggy Stays Home at This Old Farm. That's tomorrow out at Colfax tomorrow afternoon. So, you know, if you get a chance, get out there and donate to a good cause out there. Also coming up on the first, I think it's the first. Yeah, it is the first of June. 2 to 5 p.m. at the high school. We're going to have the Touch a Truck. This is put on by Center Township. You can explore various trucks, emergency vehicles, heavy machinery, and much more. This is basically a lot for kids, but also adults are more than welcome to be out there. But the Touch a Truck event coming up on June the 1st at the Frankfort High School from 2 to 5 p.m. on that particular day. So that takes care of basically the local stuff. Did I leave anything out?
Not that I know of. Not right. You know, no. I don't think so. I think that was pretty much everything.
Okay. I'm not, you know, I did forget one thing. Thursday Thunder did get off the ground yesterday.
I was going to ask you how that went, because I know what it was doing at my house.
Yeah, well, it was doing it here, too. And we got knocked off a time or two yesterday. I know Kevin did the remote yesterday afternoon from there. They were inside the chamber building. I'm assuming the farmer's market did go off. I don't know if the car show went off, and I'm assuming the live music went off. But I don't know for sure, because I haven't heard anything. Maybe anybody was out there yesterday. You know, give us a call here at 659-333.
Yeah, let us know how things went with the weather.
Yeah, because it was not very nice when it first started yesterday.
No, and not a good day to introduce that back into the community. And that is a fun thing to go. If you have not done it, you need to go. It's the first Thursday and the third Thursday of the month, Thursday Thunder. It's a great car show, great time to go through. And like you said, they were introducing the farmer's market.
Right.
So. Not a great day for that, but I'm hoping that they were able to pull it off, because the weather kind of moved through quick.
Yeah, so. As we were sitting here at the station yesterday, we're like, well, we see what's coming and it's moving pretty quick, and there ain't no way it's going to miss.
Yeah,
it was trucking through.
Yeah, but at least yesterday. It wasn't as bad as it looked like it was going to be.
Well, that's
it did lessen in severity.
Right. So. And also a reminder about the Thursday Thunder. On the third Thursday of each month, we're going to have they'll have live music from 6 to 8 p.m. out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a good thing as well. So,
yeah, it is. It's a fun time. We have a lot of good stuff goes on in our community.
Well, you know, and the thing is...
In the surrounding areas. Can I get that in there, too?
I was just thinking, you know, I was just going to bring that up, because you think of all the things that have happened within the last year or so. All the things, you know, now we got the Iron Block building has gone to a complete makeover. A great opportunity for a lot of people to do a lot of different things. You got Prairie Creek Park, they'll be here hopefully by the Hot Dog Festival. May not be, but that's the plan.
They're working on it.
Yeah, so they're working on it.
Weather's not helping them, but they are trying.
And the Hot Dog Festival is going to have some special guests this year, because they're having Kyle Cook as one of the performers, along with the Kentucky Headhunters. That's coming. That's the music entertainment coming up for the Hot Dog Festival, which is on the 26th and 7th. What are the last Friday and Saturday of the month? I think it's the 26th and 27th of July. So we have lots of festivals, lots of things going on in and around the area before then. So
yeah, you know, it's years ago. You remember when they used to have, what was it, Channel 13 used to have the One Tank Trip that they used to that promote different places that you could go in the state of Indiana.
I don't remember that.
Go there and go back, and it was called a one tank trip.
Okay.
Well, you don't even have to use a tank. I mean, very little. Everything's just right here. We have a lot going on in Clinton County. We have a lot going on in the surrounding counties, you know, and you do a great job of getting it all on the community events page.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Everything's right there, so... You know, all you got to do is get on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and it doesn't cost you anything. It's a free newspaper.
It's a freebie, folks. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, get on there. Get your calendar in front of you. That's what I keep telling everybody. Get your calendar in front of you. Go on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. It's all right there. The community events page has everything from the surrounding areas plus Clinton County on there. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason for you not to find something to do.
Also, one other thing I forgot we were doing this coming weekend, since this is Memorial Day, next weekend, I should say.
Next weekend.
I jumped ahead a week. I'm sorry. Next Memorial Day weekend, on Monday the 27th, we will have the Indy 500 race here for you on these very, very channels. So if you don't go live, or if you don't want to watch it on TV, just tune us in and we'll have it for you.
Well, good luck finding it on TV, even on the satellite, because they have a way of blocking that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like watching it after the fact.
Yeah,
you know, because you hear there's no way to not have a spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody is going to tell you who won. You're not going to make it through the day without knowing watch it on the rebroadcast that night.
Especially,
and I don't like that. So,
well, you know, especially with all the news sources that we have available here, we're going to know
exactly.
We're going to know within 10 seconds after it happens.
Well, exactly. And with us broadcasting it live, over the radio, it to me, that just brings back all the memories of being a kid and listening to the race. You know, if we didn't go, God admit, we went a lot.
Right.
But if we didn't go, that was cool.
The only thing that's kind of bad is the elongated preview show and after show.
Yeah.
But I understand why they're doing it. Because they got to take care of their sponsors and make sure they make their money. So.
Exactly. But, yeah, it's kind of cool to listen to it on the radio.
Yeah, we, of course, you and I do the morning show, but we didn't quite get to a couple things here, so I'm going to have some fun with some of this stuff.
You're going to tank this pretty quick, aren't you?
No, I won't tank it too quick. But actually, this first thing I want to get onto is really kind of sad, because I absolutely love these creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Experts are kind of declaring the koala bears functionally extinct, meaning there are not enough breeding adults to support another generation. Officials estimate there are only 80,000 wild species members currently. The Australian Koala Foundation says the marsupials have been victim to rising temperatures that have caused widespread deforestation and dehydration. Only 41 of the koala's 128 known habitats in federal environments have any of the tree-dwelling creatures left.
Yeah.
Even though they got the long fangs, which they do, which is how they climb. But those things are adorable.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this goes back to that, million? They have a million species that they look at that are on the near extinction list.
Thanks to good people like you and I.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
Okay, I got to get in a couple things from our dear president. he's actually declaring a national emergency over foreign threats to U.S. tech companies. I do like this.
Mm-hmm.
Trump issued an executive order that allows Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to block transitions involving technology that, quote, poses an unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States, unquote. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the president is using tariffs as a tactic to say no more. The order is expected to lead the U.S. banning Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Did you start looking at Huawei? It's not how it's spelled, I can tell you that.
Right.
From doing business in this country, U.S. officials have claimed that Huawei is linked to the Chinese government, and Huawei is the largest telecommunications company in China and the third largest maker of smartphones in the world. So that, I do appreciate him doing that.
Yeah.
And this thing, I got to try to digest this one about the immigration thing. I have to digest this a little bit from what happened yesterday, because I haven't had a chance to really think about it yet. But it's time. That's what President Trump said yesterday as he unveiled his new immigration reform plan. In a White House speech, Trump called it a merit-based high-security plan and said it will help all of our people, unquote. He argued that it will create a fair, modern, and lawful immigration system. Trump said his plan fully secures the southern border with a massive wall. He stressed that the plan will stop the smuggling of migrant children and will fix a broken asylum system. You move the U.S. toward a merit-based immigration system. My problem with this whole situation, if the wall is needed, it's needed. But I don't think it's needed yet.
Mm-mm.
And the reason I say that is because I don't think the people who are working the border really have everything at their disposal to do their jobs correctly.
I agree.
I've said that since day one. To me, if you give them all the avenues that they have possible to do their job at the border, fine.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do it after that, okay, then I'll go ahead and agree to a wall. But until that time, no, I don't want to see one.
Yeah, I agree.
And the sad thing about it is that I don't care what Donnie Baby wants to say. We're paying for it.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to pay for it.
It's coming out of our pockets.
That's right.
Honestly, you can't believe three-fourths of what he says, too. It's unfortunate, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
They've documented so much falsehood.
Oh, I know.
That you wonder how much of it does he realize what he's saying is not accurate.
But that's Donald Trump, the non-politician, talking. That's not,
Yeah, but unfortunately, he's talking as our president.
That's worrisome. Which sort of leads me into this one. The White House is playing down reports of a rift in the Trump administration over Iran. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, who, according to a story we did today, hasn't done a press briefing in, 67 days, we said this morning?
Yeah, roughly.
Since President Trump is the ultimate decision maker, will make the best decisions to keep Americans safe. I question that one a little bit. talking with reporters outside the White House yesterday. She said the president wants to hear all viewpoints before doing what he is elected to do. There have been reports that some high-level administration officials are suggesting possible U.S. military action against Iran. I would be extremely careful if I were to do that because you might get shocked.
Yeah.
Because I hate to say this kind of thing, but it's situations like this and like with North Korea that start world wars.
Right.
Because if you stop and think, every world war that we've had to this point was started by little conflicts with little countries and a big country somewhere in the world, and it wound up being a major mess for a long period of time.
Yep, everybody wanting to see who's the toughest.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the bully on the playground.
Speaking of the bully on the playground, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling President Trump's newly unveiled immigration plan, quote, dead on arrival, unquote. In the statement yesterday, the California Democrats slammed the plan, saying it's not remotely serious. That's her words, not mine.
Yeah, I want to see the plan.
I do, too.
I do.
I really do want to see
it. I cannot make any kind of an educated statement about it at all without seeing it. And I want to see it. You know, I want to see how they would work a merit-based, immigration. So
yeah,
I want to see it.
I want to see it, too. This one disturbs me a little bit, too. But President Trump's annual financial disclosures report is out. The report says Trump earned more than $400 million last year. He's in such trouble. Breaking precedent with prior presidents, Trump has maintained his interest in the business empire that he built. Trump's two sons run the day-to-day operations of the Trump Organization. The 2018 report shows Trump earned nearly $41 million from the Trump International Hotel in D.C. Revenue at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida declined about $3 million to just $23 million last year. His national Doral brought in roughly $75 million last year, which is about the same as the year before. However, the Washington Post reported this week that the Florida Golf Resort has been severely underperforming since 2015. Meantime, Trump continues to refuse to release his personal and business tax returns, and he's had long insisted that he cannot release his taxes because they're not being audited. I saw a report. Can't think where it is. I've got a copy of it somewhere. I just don't know where it is right off the top of my head here. He lost $4 billion.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was a crazy amount.
Over a short period of time, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well.
But when you file Chapter 11, or file bankruptcy, I should say.
How many times?
Yeah, at least three, maybe four.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it's
over
three.
The years.
I can't remember if it's three or four.
Yeah, something
I know,
like that.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, when your wives and your bankruptcies are about even, you got a problem.
He's playing. He knows how to play the system.
Oh yeah, he does.
He knows how to play the system,
yeah.
And that's part of the problem with our commerce system, is that people like that,
right?
And it's not just him.
Yeah.
There's
everybody else has been guilty of
that,
it since
they know how to play the system,
right.
And there's an issue with that.
And when asked if Trump thought there would be a war with Iran, he said, quote, he hopes not. And I would agree with that. And I really hope there is no war.
Yeah.
We don't, that's the one thing I was really concerned about with him becoming a president is that, we might get into something like that. So anyway, of course, I hate to go back to some bad things, but this is kind of this doesn't seem like it's been 2 years ago, but, MGM Resorts International is setting aside about $800 million to settle lawsuits over the 2017 mass shooting. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I know.
But I guess it has been. Company disclosed its settlement plans in a filing with the Securities Exchange Commission. It hopes to reach a settlement agreement by next May. About 4,200 people are seeking compensation because of physical and psychological damage when a shooter fired from the Mandalay Bay onto an open-air concert. He killed 58 people and injured more than 800. Lawyers for the victims of the attack are saying that a settlement is possible but not probable. They dismissed the $100 million figure. About $750 million that the company is setting aside is coming from its insurance. I don't know. That worries me, too.
Yeah, it does. It's not going to get any better.
Nope, it's not. We were talking about, I'm going to try and find this, so just keep me going here for a second. I'm looking for something specific because I misplaced something here.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm looking for the...
That worries me when you misplace things.
Yeah, I know. And I'm gonna lay off the one I really wanted to do, which we did during the show this morning. I'm gonna lay off that one.
While you're sorting, I'm gonna talk. Microsoft and Sony say they've come up with a strategic partnership for chips, artificial intelligence, and streaming games. So this should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Sony, you know, going into a pact with Microsoft. But anyway, they're going to use Microsoft's cloud for streaming games, and they'll work together to develop image sensors. The deal between the companies that own the two major interactive entertainment franchises, Microsoft Xbox and Sony's PlayStation, which are two totally different operating systems and the way they operate are totally different. They're in the early stages of this talk, and if they can collaborate on all of this stuff, you know, I know there's a lot of online gamers out there, mm-hmm. but if they can collaborate and put this together, that might actually offer consumers new... You know, not only a new, maybe one particular game system, but also it might be, if they can do it and they can do it right, it will be more cost effective because those games ain't cheap.
No.
And neither are the game systems.
No, they're not.
And by putting it in the cloud, you know, that's a good possibility that you won't have to have a new game system every mm-hmm. 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. It seems like we have more than one problem with China besides tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
China's Luckin Coffee's international public offering raised more than $500 million. The company that's challenging Starbucks priced its American IPO at the top of the range and sold more than shares than it planned. The $561 million Luckin raised on Thursday is by far the biggest IPO by a Chinese company this year. Chinese IPOs have raised $619 million so far this year, and that's down from $3.7 billion at this time a year ago. Big reason for the fall off is that the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how I'd react to this one because I saw this this morning and I'm going like, okay, but why isn't this being mandated that this get fixed? Is my question.
Okay.
Students at Deer Park High School in New York are saying a stench inside their school is making them sick. The school's principal confirmed the school is dealing with a rat problem and has hired an extermination company. Meanwhile, one student says the fumes from the extermination materials, along with the odor of the dead rats, are making it worse. Students have started an online petition calling for the school district to close the school during the extermination process. That's my question. First of all, why are the kids going to school when they're doing this?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, all the chemicals and everything and what they're doing. And the fact that they're dealing with a rat problem,
mm-hmm.
and you've got our children, you know, not our children, but they've got children in there. I agree. I know it's a high school. They're older kids, but still, this is uncalled for.
To me, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it is. It's just totally uncalled for.
I can't believe it. I shouldn't say that. You would like to hope that your education system is not that stupid to keep doing crap like that.
Yeah, no kidding. Not to mention, you know, I just they'd close it for an outbreak of,
right.
well, let's say measles, mm-hmm. and how bad that is.
Right.
You know, they're going to close it for other stuff. But, yeah, close it, get it taken care of, and then reopen it safely after it's been cleaned.
Mm-hmm. Couple things from this day in history before we take a break here. 1992, bandleader Lawrence Welk died at the age of 89. I didn't think he was quite that old when he died. But he died at 89 on this date in 1992.
Please tell me you did not find tiny bubbles, because I know you were looking.
No,
I know you found the other one this morning.
Well, the problem is we don't have tiny bubbles by him. We have tiny bubbles by Don Ho. That's why you don't find it. No, there's other reasons why I don't find it.
But that's not a point.
I found the one I wanted to find this morning. 2004, Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Randall died at the age of 84. Randall had been best known for his comic role as Felix Unger in The Odd Couple, which was right aside Jack Klugman.
Yeah, but he did some great movies.
Yeah, he was also battling a long-term illness when that took place.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2012, five-time Grammy Award winner Donna Summer died at the age of 63. known as the Queen of Disco, she had been battling cancer.
Yep, that was sad.
Yeah, that was.
It was. And then this past week, we lost a couple of icons. We lost Doris Day, and we lost Tim Conway.
And also lost Peggy Lipton this week.
Oh, that's right, Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad. So it's there's three. Let's hope it stops right there.
And they say things come in threes.
Yeah, so let's hope it stops
right
there.
Yeah, let's do.
But, yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a break right now, and hopefully our guests are out front. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
This is Party Line.
If for any reason you must leave your radio, please have the man at the door stamp your ear so you can listen again later.